Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Today is Good Friday, and I want us to reflect on the sacrifice that God the Father made by sending His Son to die on our behalf. 600 years before Jesus was condemned to the cross, the prophet Isaiah foretold of the event in Isaiah 52. Jesus was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitter grief. Yet it was our weaknesses He carried on the cross. It was our sorrows that weighed Him down. The Lord was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. Yet the Heavenly Father allowed His only begotten Son to pay the ultimate price by sending His Son for the sins of us all. 2,000 years later, after Jesus hung on the cross, the passion of our Christ is still the power of God unto salvation. Through His sacrifice, we now can experience redemption. Doesn't it seem that bad news is all around us? It's always the top story on the news. The best news we could ever hear is that Jesus paid the price for our sins. On this Good Friday, let us be reminded, the good news is Jesus didn't stay in the grave. His resurrection conquered sin and death and made it possible for you and me to have a personal relationship with God. Perhaps you've never understood this good news. If so, I want to tell you something. Jesus died on the cross for you. He wore a crown of thorns and was nailed to a tree because He loves you. And He wants to have a personal relationship with you today. Will you accept this good news today? Let's pray. Dear Lord, may I realize afresh today what Your death and resurrection means to me. Forgiveness, freedom, and the ability to walk with You through this fallen world into eternity. May I always find my satisfaction in You and Your willingness to offer Yourself on my behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. From the Nebraska Family Alliance team to your family, we wish you a very blessed Easter.